Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go. Let's go.
To God for allowing us to host this show, and with me I have my the duo, the mayor, and he explained to you what's going on tonight. How are you?
What's going on? What's the deal? You hear me out there?
Huh?
You hear me out there, radio land?
You know it.
it's exciting time right now. You know what I mean? That's about 24 hours. We'd be ready to kick this season off. But I'm going to need some crowd participation in the building. Me and T going to need some crowd participation. We want y'all to give us a call, you know what I mean? She's going to give you the math and let us know what you're dealing with, who you're looking forward to seeing. And we're going to go head up and see who's going to pick some games and who knows what they're talking about, who think they know what they're talking about. So we're going to get into the season, you know what I mean? We're going to start it off. I'll put my little previews on the After Further Review page this morning or whatever. And I ended up with my Super Bowl picks is like going to be the 49ers and the Ravens. So, and I'm a Tampa Bay fan, so I keep it real funky. I'll be surprised if we go 9-7. I'm looking forward to
the big game. Don't give up on your team.
No, man, I'm not giving up on them, but I'm keeping it real. I wouldn't bet no money on them winning the Super Bowl or nothing like that.
I heard that.
So that's what it is. So, you know, you give them the math or them, you know, tell them what to do, whatever, and they can just shout their team out and, you know, let us know what they think. And we're going to be giving our previews as the show moves along. So, T, what's going on?
Nothing much. What's up with you?
Still maintaining the balance, you know what I mean? Trying to stay ahead of the curve right now. You know,
ready to talk some sports about it.
Yeah, no doubt. We saw college football started this weekend. Alabama put it on Michigan. It made the Nard them look bad. So I don't know if that just says the whole thing about the Big Ten or whatever, but the SEC is the truth. You know,
right. Maybe
a couple of them teams can win a couple of NFL games. Those teams are the truth. Alabama, you know, jumped over USC, man. You know what I mean?
Let's not forget and give West Virginia their props for bouncing all over Marshall.
I definitely
want to give a shout out to the Eagles for winning all four preseason games. That's right. Which they hadn't done since 1995.
What does that mean
for me? Shoot, we're going to be in the Super Bowl now.
Everybody's in the Super Bowl now. Everybody's
in the Super Bowl. We're going to take it all the way.
I got some bad news for your Eagle fans in the picks. I got some bad news for you. I'm just giving you a heads up now. I got some bad news. So as a nice segue, that's a very nice segue. So we can segue right into our little first division picks. We start with the NFC East. Every game is going to be like a playoff game. Starting tomorrow night, Cowboys and the Giants, man. The division's going to be crazy. But I'm looking at it like, and I think the Giants' schedule is wild crazy. They'll be surprised if they win 10 games. But I think it's going to be either the Cowboys or the Giants to win that division. And I don't see the Eagles doing nothing better than 9-7. They're going to win some games they're supposed to lose. They're going to lose some games they're supposed to win. That's the thing with the Eagles.
And
Michael Vick has to do his numbers. You know, everybody's depending on him. But that defense is nice. You got a nice defense now. The defense is on point.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean?
Got to work on that offense.
Michael Vick. Yeah, you got to make sure
Like somebody said, that boy getting to be like cotton candy.
Mm.
He's soft as all get out. But, you know, with that being said, we're going to open up these phone lines and get some callers in here. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to speak with me or the mayor, or just hold the line and listen to the show. But the phone lines are open. What you think your team going to do?
I don't know. Our schedule is kind of tough, but, you know, we didn't really look too good to me in the preseason. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We beat Miami. We lost a couple of games. We still won, but whatever. But I'm just expecting Josh to get his name mentioned when they talk about the top quarterbacks, because his name should be mentioned because he's nice. But he hasn't played up to his level how he's supposed to play. You know what I mean? And it's that simple. And because, you know, our defense is nice. You know, we got Doug Martin. He just came and snatched the job from McGarrett Blunt. We went out and signed Vincent Jackson as a free agent. You know what I mean? We signed Carl Nix from the Saints for our offensive line. You know, and we got some help in the defense in the secondary. So, I don't know. We got this first-year coach. He's going to bring that rah-rah situation. You know what I mean? The dude from Rutgers, Greg Schiano. So, he's going to bring the rah-rah to it. But our division is tough. We got New Orleans, we got Carolina, and we got Atlanta. So, you know, that's six games off the grip right there. You know what I mean?
Right.
We got to make some numbers out of, you know, and then the rest of the games, I don't know. So I'm going to keep it funky as a Tampa Bay fan, you know, through and through, you know. I'm looking at maybe 8-8, 9-7 would be nice. I'll take a 9-7. But I don't see us, you know, doing the playoffs or nothing like that, you know, because I think the Carolina is definitely going to come up, you know, New Orleans will do their numbers.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good.
The division is going to be between Atlanta and New Orleans. Atlanta's got to step up. They got to step up now. They got no choice.
Right.
They got this high-power offense. They've been beating us in the headway for the last couple of years. And last time we remember them, they only scored 2 points. They lost to the Giants in the playoffs, 24-2. So we're going to see what Matt Ryan is dealing with. He got the weapons. You know what I mean? So the NFC South is going to be crazy.
What do you think the score is going to be tomorrow?
With the Giants and the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be anything from 6-3 to 35-10. It depends. I'm going to save my pick for the end of the show, though. But,
okay.
I just think it's going to be a good game. And hopefully, you know, this is the home opener, you know what I mean? They're raising the flag, so all the hype will be done with that. But if Dallas gets off to a little lead or whatever, then that'll quiet the crowd down. This is basically what Eli and them just got to go out there and show and prove that, you know, last year was a no joke. And make it happen. But
that's
why these
Cowboys fans and Giants fans need to call on in here.
Yeah.
And let's get their feedback on this matter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like I said, I honestly, well, like, yeah, I'm going to wait to the end of the segment, too, to make my pick.
Because
right. I want to hear, like I said, I basically want to hear from these fans, especially
mm-hmm.
John and Cowboy fans. You know,
yeah,
they need to come on and get on this
line. You know, they're supposed to set it off and represent, you know, and see what it is going into the new season or whatever. There are a lot of Super Bowl champs, so somebody knock you off or whatever, so represent that. And the Cowboys, you know, it's always, you know, they're supposed to be America's team, and they always in the woodworks with they, you know, Dallas this, Dallas that. So it's a chance to represent, you know what I mean? Give us a call, shout us out, let us know what you think. New season, you know what I mean? They take the bow off the new season tomorrow. But, I just think, like, if I'm saying the NFC East and the NFC South is going to be tough with the NFC West, I think the 49ers are just going to, you know, walk through that division. They don't got nothing. There's no competition for them. And I think that they're gonna you know, grow off of last year, because last year was a learning experience for them. And Alex Smith, a lot of people sleep on him. I like Alex Smith. I think he came into his own last year, you know what I mean? And the 49ers, their defense is just bananas. They got the number one defense in the league. The 49ers is off the hook. So if the defense can play up to their expectations and the offense can play just about the same or a little bit better than they did last year, the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl. And I think they have the most complete team in the NFC. You know, nothing against the Giants and then the Packers and nobody else, but I think that the 49ers have the most complete, you know, team in the NFC, and that is with their quarterback being underrated. You know, because, you know, you really don't hear anybody talk about Alex Smith. You hear Dr. Eli and Drew Brees and Cam Newton and Matt Ryan and Michael Vick and Tony Romo, and you know what I mean? But you don't hear him talk about this guy, you know? And even, you know, now with RG3, I think he's going to have a good season, but I don't think he's going to do better than Andrew Luck, because Andrew Luck is more ready. And the Redskins fans should be happy for, you know, 6-10. They're going to be spoilers. They're going to win a couple of games that, you know, that they're not supposed to, just on the strength of him, RG3.
Yeah. And whether I'm looking at that for actually all the teams. People that you think that's going to, like, run over top of them, going to be the little small teams that's going to, you know, the small teams is what the ones that you expect not to win are going to be the ones to win, because they're going to go play them cheap.
Right.
You know. So when you plan them cheap, they putting their all into it, and so therefore, you know, 9 times out of 10, they come out on top.
Right.
You know, that's what happened with a lot of the games last year, you know, even with my team.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a win or lose situation, regardless.
Yeah, it sure is. It is. No matter how you spice it, to me, what I remember, just kind of like a lot of bad plays being made at bad times, especially in the playoffs. You know, you had Lee Evans dropping the ball in the championship game. You know, Ravens against the Patriots, and you had Billy Cundiff miss a 32-yard field goal. Then you had the Giants blowing out Atlanta 24-2, and then you had a lot of bad calls in the Saints Lions game, you know, and a lot of crazy things happened last year, you know, and that's place with referees, and it's going to be even crazier. So you don't really know what's going to be going on, and that's kind of the thing where that kind of went into my picks, too, because you know what referee is going to make what bad call at what time. So you know it's coming.
Right,
you know the bad calls are coming, you know, because they call it,
without
you know,
a doubt.
Bad holding calls.
I mean, we never agree to all the calls. And some of the calls that you know that are really, you know, legit, somebody still got something to say about it, regardless, you know, whether it's a good or bad call.
You want to have the professionals out there doing it. You don't want to have those guys that out there that they don't know. They're not sure. They're calling a whole bunch of holding penalties. And what happens if they decide to, you know, swallow the whistle and don't call anything? Now people are getting hurt. You know what
we
mean?
Actually have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Kim? This Kim?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Our faithful caller weekly. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good. So
now,
what you want to talk
course,
about?
But of course, we all know I don't know much about sports. I'm doing my homework.
That's okay.
But I'm in New York, so I'm going to have to say the New York Giants.
You could have said the
Okay.
I'm just
like
saying.
That. You could have
you know,
been the
Jets. Well, I'll take any team in New York. How about that?
That's way past her Buffalo Bills.
That's way past, yeah. Look, and I'm going to say, we're going to spank New Jersey no matter which team it is. Sorry, T.
New Jersey.
All right. Well, you know.
Wait a minute. You made Eagles.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're from New Jersey.
Right.
You're an
Eagles
fan.
And you know what? It ain't gonna happen, though, babe.
You don't think so?
Yeah, y'all see each other twice this year.
Deshaun Jackson gonna go out there and show off on him again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you never know.
It takes more
like
than one to play the game, but you know, that's a rival game. That's like sweat and blood. They be going for blood in them games, you know.
It's division game, so they gotta, you know, win, you know. They gotta win this game. They split last year.
They better do what they gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna have to make sure that
I
watch.
I mean, that's all the teams. They all better, you know, shape up. You know, like you say, what less than 24 hours now,
mm-hmm.
the mayor, for the kickoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty exciting tomorrow.
And who are you rooting for?
I ain't saying until the end of the show.
You know what?
But you know what? I don't like neither team, so it really don't matter. I don't like either one of them because, you know, that's in that the East, you know, all of them are in the East, Cowboys, Giants, Redskins, all nah. I don't like none of them but the Eagles. But you know, hey, when they playing against each other, I tell you what, it's gonna be a hell of a game. It's gonna be
starting
a good game
tomorrow.
Regardless, huh?
Starting tomorrow, you're saying?
Tomorrow is the kickoff for the new season.
Okay.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. So make sure you tune in.
I will, so I have something to say next week.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, and that's what we're going to do. Like next week, you know, we're trying to get these all fans, all sports fans to call in now and give us, you know, their pick and what they think is going to happen tomorrow. You know, we'll do this like weekly.
Right. Now, is there a pool that's going on? Did you guys put together a pool?
We could set one on. Now, if you spoke about it, that's a brilliant idea.
That's a good one. way to go, Kim.
We used to have it at my old job, and
uh-huh.
I won. And don't even ask me how I won. I have no clue. I just winged it, and I won like $100.
So
I was just like, yes.
How did you play? Would you play straight up? You just pick the team that you thought was going to win?
No, they had the boxes.
All right.
Oh, you picked up what you think is the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And look, and I won, and I loved it, let me tell you, and everybody was mad because they were sports fans.
Right, yeah. Right. And you not being one, they probably like, how did she get through on this one?
Mm-hmm.
But,
probably,
hey, lucky pick, you know. You picked them right numbers.
Yeah, but that's what it's about. We're gonna pick three games that's going on this weekend, and you know, the callers can call in, and you can go against me and T. You know what I mean? And see who know what they're talking about and who really don't. Yeah, we'll have the three games as we get closer to the end of the show. We'll talk about the three games. Already got them on Smash, and everybody's going to be watching them, so it is what it is. And on Tuesday, when we get back together, once again on the bigger show, we can talk about who did what and who didn't do what. And we'll keep it posted during the week or after further review, no doubt. So, yeah,
right.
The Eagles and the Giants are definitely going to get into a thing. You know, because the Giants would have proved that, you know, the Eagles can't do nothing with them, and the Eagles got to really get their game stepped up. So, you know, it's going to be a war. And like I said, every one of those games in the NFC East is going to be like playoff games, you know, and it's starting
tomorrow. Exactly.
You know, so every one of those games, and you got, you know, four quarterbacks, that's exciting. Eli Manning, Tony Romo, Michael Vick, and now RG3. So that the whole division is going to be crazy. The Redskins and the Cowboys and, you know, the Eagles and the Giants, that whole division. You got to have to keep up with it every week to find out what's going on, you know, to be on top of it, to root your team on and see if they can make the playoffs. Because there's only going to be one team out of that division to come make the playoffs. It's going to be one team.
Yeah.
One team
but there was a great suggestion, Kim, with the pool.
Yeah, thank you.
That was a very good,
very good. With the powers that be at GQ Palace and put something together. We got, you know, 16 weeks to get it cracking.
Okay.
Put together a little something, and, you know, and we'll keep the tally going during the season, and that'll be what's up. You know?
Okay, sounds good.
We actually have another caller.
Right.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Giants all the way, baby.
Okay, so Mike is picking the Giants. What do you think the score going to be, Mike?
What the score going to be?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 21-0. That's what I'm going to say.
All right, now.
That's what I'm
going to
say.
We know the Giants are going out of 20.
21-0.
Yeah, somebody write that down.
I got it.
You know what I mean? So you can keep the sort of pop. You can keep the official records and all of that. You know what I mean? All right. So why you think it's going to be 21-0, man? You think that the Giants will put it on them that bad?
You know what? I don't doubt none of my New York teams.
Yes, sir.
None of them. And I'm just saying I'm going to be watching this game tomorrow.
Right.
Y'all got me watching these football games. I'm going to watch this game tomorrow. And each time I'm going to write down each person that scored and each touchdown they made. And next week, I'm going to fill y'all in on it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mike.
That's
I like the way you talk.
I ain't mad at that. That's
good,
y'all. I ain't mad at that.
So
I got faith in the Giants. I got faith in the Knicks.
Yeah.
I even like the Rangers in hockey. So
okay.
I'm taking all of it.
All right, now. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing.
And I'm taking on contenders.
Right.
Oh, get it now. Hey, that's why we need that. These phone lines are open. Cowboy fans, you got a Giants fan in here talking
Cowboys. Mad
stuff.
Ain't nothing going on with the Cowboys.
We're not giving Dallas no
love. That's why we need them Giants fans.
Like, they're going to go back with no hope. Like, they're going to do the defending that Super Bowl trophy and all that. You know, because you know it's going down. You know it's going down.
I like football, but I'm waiting for basketball.
All right. Yeah, we're going to talk about basketball. You know what I'm saying? So it's football pace game right now. You know what I mean? We got a bad time for basketball. I'm a Knicks fan, too. So I'm just trying to give them some time to get their thing together. So it is what it is. We're going to talk about that most definitely. Most definitely.
I got faith in the Knicks
this
shit.
Yeah.
I got a lot of faith in the Knicks this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah,
right
so.
The Knicks, all of them, huh? Yeah, you New York, you straight up New York, man.
New York.
So you like the Jets? What you think the Jets going to do this season?
I'm not too quick. I'm more of the Giants. I like the Jets.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But
well,
I don't think the Jets is really
going to
do it this year. I'm more of a
Giants
fan.
Yeah, the Jets are not going to do nothing this year. The Jets will be lucky with five games. Jets
I'm gonna just get them
five games. It's going to be a problem for the Jets.
Jets
are
not
going to
make it this year.
You know, because they don't have no situation at quarterback. They don't know what they're doing, man. They just, you know, well, the next line is just going to throw caution to the wind this season. Real
exactly.
For real.
I mean...
Know?
they don't know if they want Tebow or who they going to put in there.
They want to go with Mark Sanchez. That's not the problem. But the problem is, what do they do when Mark Sanchez is in the lineup? They don't got nothing. They're like, they grind their wheels. They got all these situations going on and nothing happens.
Right.
So, you know, I don't see the Jets win the 5 games this year. You know, they start off with Miami, which is supposed to be a winnable game. But when they get to Miami, that's going to tell you all you need to know about the Jets. That's going to tell you all you need to know. So, that is the top rate. So, they got back to the opener for tomorrow night. There's the Cowboys and the Giants. The Giants look okay during the season. You know, the Cowboys look fine too. So, now it's time to, you know, ship off all of that preseason, or that's pretty popular for them. And, yeah, close towards the end of the show, we're going to have our predictions and things of that nature. But I appreciate my man Mike representing the Giants. He's like the Giants 2100 Cowboys.
Exactly.
You know, that's what it is. I talked about the AFC, like with the Buffalo Bills, the Jets, the Miami, and the Ravens. The Ravens are going to take that division all day. But I like Buffalo. Buffalo stepped up their defense, and you know, they got Mario Williams from Houston. Some situations going on, and they so I like Buffalo to be able to survive, to make some noise. In the central, I like Central. I'm talking about the AFC North. You got Baltimore, you got the Steelers, you got Cleveland, you got Cincinnati. Again, Baltimore is gonna fight that division. They're gonna fight it out, you know what I mean? And you know, a lot of statement games this year. That's why I'm really excited about this season, because there's a lot of statement games and they coming right from the door. You know, you got the Cowboys and Giants tomorrow night, you got the Steelers and the Broncos on Sunday night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, and you know, it's a lot of Steelers fans. Well, it's a lot of fans, period. But Giants,
yeah.
Steelers, Eagles, you got mad, you got mad fans, you know,
yeah.
And I'm shouting them out, you know, hey, y'all need to come on this line and
it's just like anything else, you know, you kind of like, you want to get on there and you want to talk about it, and you really don't, you know, not sure or whatever, but just call up anyway and shout it out and say what you say, and there you go. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what we're here for, so. Let's make it happen. You know, put the number out there in the air for them. It's GQ Power Sports all day. You got TC and the mayor in the building. So give us a call.
And we're keeping it real.
You say you want to shout it out, right? So, hey, you know, let's go. Let your voice be heard. That's what it is.
Right. Okay, you say it's going to be the Cowboys and Giants. That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Nine, five. Okay, and then Sunday?
The Sunday night game is the Steelers and the Broncos.
Okay.
And it's two Monday night. It's two Monday night games.
Okay, which one we picking? Or both?
I'm not saying to the end of your show.
You said the Steelers.
Yeah.
With the Steelers.
I didn't say the Steelers. I didn't pick it to the end of the show. I got it.
No. Steelers. Wishburg.
Yeah, it's a lot of good things going on in the Packers and the 49ers play. You know, that's the first game of the season for them. So there's a lot of good games going on. Tampa Bay plays Carolina. You know, it's like this whole season is going to be like a playoff. You know, you have to do what you got to do.
It's going down. So,
and NFC North, got Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit. You know what I mean? Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit, and Green Bay. And a lot of people like Detroit off of what they did last year. They got, you know, Matthew Stafford and my man Johnson, Calvin Johnson. And they, you know, they're like the top, you know, quarterback receiver tandem in the league. But I think that Detroit is going to take a step backwards. And I think that the tandem of Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall, they're going to make major noise in Chicago. I think Chicago is going to win that division. I think Green Bay is going to fall back. They went 15-1 last year. They're not going to go 15-1 this year, guaranteed. Write it down. They're not going to go 15-1 this year. They're going to take a step back, and I think Chicago is going to take a step up because their defense is hectic. You know what I mean? Julius Peppers and all them cats right there. And I think that they're going to, you know, do some things. And Green Bay is going to take a step back, and Detroit is going to kind of like take a step back, too, from last year. So I like Chicago in the NFC North. In the NFC South, I like either at New Orleans or Atlanta. You know, I'm kind of like thinking that New Orleans shouldn't skip a beat because the coaches don't play on the field. The coaches just run the plays. They just run the plays out there. Players play the game. So, you know, I just don't see what New Orleans is going to do. They got the backup coach or the backup coach or the backup coach coaching the game because everybody's suspended or whatever. So I don't know what they were thinking about as far as that's concerned. So when that guy gets suspended for 6 games, he comes back. Then the other guy comes, oh, what the hell is this? But that's their situation. But, you know, they signed Drew Brees. They got him back in the situation or whatever. And let's, you know, see if they can, you know, get back up there and be where they're supposed to be. But I think it's going to be a problem for them because they're going to have to get that, they have to deal with that stigma all season. You know, and, you know, the Super Bowl is going to be in the Superdome this year.
Right.
So, you know, are we the first home team to play in the Super Bowl? No, you're not. So that's how that's going to go down. But the NFC is going to be real crazy. But I'm looking like the 49ers are going to really, you know, make the noise and step up for them.
Like I said, it's
going
to be like they playing for blood. I mean, you know, actually, where they playing for them, the dollar, but, you know, it's more to it. That's another thing because I feel like some of the players are in it for the money, but a lot of them are in it for, you know, hey, this is what I do for a living, you know, and everybody want to be a winner. At the end of the day, everybody wants to be a winner, but everybody can't be a winner. So, you know, they going to sweat and fight it out, but it's going to go down. It's definitely going to go down.
Right.
So, but you know what? I was like wondering, okay, and this stuff them Giants again. Well, both teams, Jets and Giants. Their field is in New Jersey, right?
Right.
And my thing is, I'm like, where does most of these players live? Do they live in New Jersey or New York?
They live during the season or off season or.
Yeah.
I don't have no idea. Depends on, I guess some of them have, you know, try to be around the New York area. They go home to where they're from or whatever.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, during the season, you know, you have to have your somewhere that you can't, if you live in California, you play for the Jets.
Right.
Home like that, you know, then you have to have your, you know, place in the New York area. And, like, if you have your bye week, you have, off-season,
true.
Yeah, I would imagine that, you know, some of them, you know, have, you know, places, you know, outside of the cities where they play in. I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, hey,
ain't it a stadium they put in Brooklyn or Jersey? Where they put in the stadium at? For the New York Knicks or Nets, I think.
The Brooklyn Nets, they play in downtown Brooklyn.
But it's a new stadium they're building, right?
Yeah, Barclays Center.
I think it's going to be a lot of problems with that.
Why you say that?
I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be a lot of problems. And they built it in downtown Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Wow.
It ain't like it used to be, dog. I know what you're saying. It ain't like that no more. I don't think it's going to be. I think they're going to have it on Smash.
Thanks,
you know what I'm saying? I think they're going to have it on Smash, man. Because, you know, I mean, it's like, first of all, they're going to have to justify it being there. First of all, you know what I mean? If you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So they're going to go overboard to justify it being there with the events that they have coming. They got the fights coming in October, you know what I mean? So it's really, as you get closer to the Nets, you know, jumping off or whatever, there's going to be a lot of events coming in. Like, they're supposed to be having some bunch of concerts there, whatever. Jay's supposed to be there for a week, you know what I mean? So because it's downtown, but they want to showcase that. And they've been, you know, preparing for this for the last 3 or 4 years. Like, you know, don't look the same. The property's the same. So they're not going to allow, you know what I mean? I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
Do you really think that's a good move?
In regard for who?
You know, just for them to put it down there.
Yeah. Downtown Brooklyn needed something. Downtown Brooklyn needed that. And if that's available, then so be it. I mean, the arena that the Nets were playing in the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, that was downtown. You know what I mean? So I think that it we can have another conversation about this because it leads us to something else. You know what I mean? Like you say, like, you know, the reverse situation where, you know, now they want to move everything back into the urban areas, and it's the people that's been in the urban areas, the suburbs, already how it used to be. But now they put everything downtown, and it'll make everything accessible. They want to spruce up everything. You know what I mean? So. That's another conversation. But as far as the, you know, for the area, yeah, that's a good move. I think it's a good move. It's a good move. It'll attract more things to Brooklyn, you know? And they'll put Brooklyn on the map for other, you know, than what they, you know, necessarily come. So, and people will come to Brooklyn and things of that nature, and let's get it on the property. As far as for the next first thing, I don't know. That's meant to be the time. You know,
just seems like being in a big downtown area, just I'm with Mike on it. Just seems like it's just the congestion of traffic, and I don't know.
You got to look at it like this. I mean,
there's going to be a lot of problems.
The proliferation of stadiums and stuff like that. Now, look at the older stadiums where they used to be at boondocks. You have to go way out, you know what I mean? To drive out to the stadiums or whatever. Now they're bringing the stadiums back downtown. And I'll give you a perfect example, and this one's been around forever, Yankee Stadium.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, it's traffic, whatever, whatever, but it's been dealing with that for God knows how. They want to bring the stadium back. And most, like I said, most of the stadiums that they're building now, the kids, you know, the kids in the city that are building these stadiums, they're to the downtown area. Because I guess they want to make them accessible. And you're right about the parking, and it's probably a madhouse. Probably crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what do you do about it? You know, because they, you know, they're selling out every night. I'm quite sure they'll get over it. You know, I think it's just, you know, it's another way because New York City could say more than another stadium. You know, the school system is all messed up, but again, that's another conversation for another day. We could talk about
right.
that another time. But we'll go on. To answer my dude's question, I think, you know, you had a point. We'll see.
Right.
You know, that's all.
I think it's going to be a lot of problems now.
But when you say problems, what do you mean specifically, right?
I mean, it's going to be a lot of, it's going to be a, like for instance, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a lot of, it's going to be, you know, the dude's going to be out there trying to get the feedback. That's the first of all, that's going to be mandatory.
That happens
everywhere. But you're going to have the situation where fights is going to break out.
Mm.
You understand? Now, the point of the fights is breaking out is it's going to be too much shoving. It's going to be too much pushing. It's going to be a lot of traffic. It's going to be the
right.
Exactly.
Watch what I tell you.
You're going to have the drunks. I mean, seriously.
I mean, they're everywhere. Don't get me wrong. You know, even at Yankee Stadium. You understand?
Right.
And that's the Madison Square Garden. That happens when the garden is dark. It's still crazy out there, so... When ain't nobody got to be in the playoffs, and nobody got to be playing, but it's still crazy around 34th and 7th. That whole area is crazy, but I know what you're saying. And I don't know what the, how they're going to, you know, keep that at a minimum level except for having bad security out there. But people feel like, you know, they're being overbearing, and that's going to have to protect their investment,
man. They
ain't put a damn Capitol in Brooklyn on Flappers Avenue for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
So,
you know, but you're right. It's going to be going down. Trust, believe it. It's going to be some situations, but that comes with the territory. So, you know, how do you respond to it? You know, some people are going to choose not to go because of where it's at. Just because it's in Brooklyn, they'll be like, nah, I'd rather not go. Let's go to the Yankee game. We won't get mugged at Yankee Stadium. You know what I mean? Let's wear our, you know, Boston Red Sox t-shirt to the Yankee game. Come on, let's go. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, the Knicks and the Nets are going to definitely be some drama. I can smell it. It's in the air already. It's percolating.
Yeah, it is.
Because again, you know, I can tell with my man David, you know, Knicks, you know, can do what they do, but I got to get into the mode of that. Cause I got a real long situation I want to discuss about that. They have the preseason. There's no excuse now for the Knicks. I'm just out there. Because it's football season, I don't want to go off into the basketball thing, but I'm going to say that we're going to definitely talk about basketball later on, my dude, for real. We're going to get it in. Because there's no excuses for the Knicks now.
No excuses at all.
So we'll get into that, though. Word is gone. We're going to definitely get into that. But, it's NFL 12 about to jump off, man. So I picked the 49ers and the Ravens for the to be in the Super Bowl. I don't know how that pick is going to stay, but I just think that, you know, both teams should improve over what they did from last year. And an improvement from last year would be, you know, playing in the Super Bowl. Because both of them teams played in their championship games. Ravens lost to New England, you know what I mean? And the 49ers lost to the Giants, who eventually went on to win the Super Bowl. Once again, I set out the New York Giants, you know, last year the Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl 46 and all that, you know. And not to take nothing away from Eli Manning, you know, they had a great year, a lot of big plays. You know, they got a defense that the line is sick, so they gonna get you. You know what I mean? So, and it is what it is. They just get the secondary.
You said Detroit.
What about Detroit?
No, I thought you said something about the Detroit Lions.
Detroit's gonna fall off. They're gonna fall back.
Okay.
Detroit's gonna fall back. Chicago's gonna jump ahead of them. I think they're going to be a little full of themselves off of what they did last year, which wasn't really nice. They got blown out in the playoffs. You know, Matthew Stafford just threw for like over 5,000 yards, which is a good thing. You know, Calvin Johnson is the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think that Detroit, Dominican Sue and Nick Fairley and them going to really have to, you know, step their game up, man. And Dominican Sue can stay out the headlines. That's the guy that plays with Lions. And, you know, he's getting in trouble, you know. Getting fined and, you know, slamming the quarterback to the ground and trying to tear people's head off and stuff.
Yeah. Shout out to Brian Westbrook on his retirement.
Yeah. All right. Shout out to Brian Westbrook. Shout out to Michael Westbrook.
But, I mean, you know, he had it going on.
Shout out to Russell Westbrook.
You
give us, you know, now that he's officially retired, you want to give your last, from the testament about Brian Westbrook?
Hey, that's my boy. I don't care. He ain't never got a
favorite moment. What was your favorite Brian Westbrook moment? I know you got about five of them.
Oh, man. Do I? I mean, I'd have got speechless and started stuttering on that one. No, I mean, because I've spoken to him, like, personally, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, I tell you the favorite, when he told his mom to give me two tickets to go to a game.
Okay.
That was a real good thing right there.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, like I said, he was the man. He was the man for a minute, you know. another one Andy got rid of, but, you know. Now, that's what I was wondering, the mayor. What did the Eagles do? Pick him up and then drop him so he could retire from them?
Yes.
Or did they have to pick him up?
They didn't have to. You know, that's what they do. He retired as an Eagle. You know, the kid that became
a okay.
I don't know really the specifics of it, but I believe they picked him up kind of. And then you retire as a, you know, you retire as an Eagle or whatever. You retire with your team that you came in with.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a positive thing, you know, as far as the NFL. They're signing for a day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even like with Tampa Bay, they signed the kid, Eric LeGrand, the one that got paralyzed.
Right.
They signed him, you know what I mean? He retired as a Buccaneer. You know, it's a solid gesture, but it's nice.
Yeah, that was a sad situation with that young guy too. You know,
yeah,
but
I mean, that's
things
that's,
like
that's,
that can happen every day though. You know,
yeah.
Playing the sports.
Yep. But I want to shout out to the listeners. You know what I mean? I guess it is what it is. So, you know, we can chop it up and talk about it. Football season. I know everybody gets sick, the breath, the ball, whatever, the tears, the boots, or whatever. But we here making it happen. And if we're speaking to each other, we can't speak to y'all. But it's going to be, it's all good. So let me see here. The AFC South. We got the Colts, we got the Jaguars, we got some Texans, and we got Tennessee. Houston is everybody's sexy pick to go to the Super Bowl, but I'm not so sure about that. You know, they got to, you know, put themselves together. Last year they were supposed to go, but the quarterback had got hurt. They had the third-string quarterback playing in the game, and, you know, things happened. But I'm picking them to win the division. But everybody's going to be paying attention to what Andrew Luck is doing.
Right.
And Andrew Luck is going to have, you know, he's going to have a good year. You know, he's going to make some mistakes, which happens, you know, and we're going to, you know how high the pedestal is they're going to put him on. You know, I think anything over, you know, 4 or 5 wins would be, you know, an improvement, you know, for the Colts, you know, but it's more about experience that Andrew Luck gets and, you know, how, you know, quarterback ready he is, because they're saying that he's the most, you know, ready quarterback since Elway. So, you know, and Elway went through it his first couple of years. So we'll see what it is. And Jacksonville, Maurice Jones-Drew just came back, you know, and he's going to be fresh. You know, he didn't get anything going on in the preseason if he was holding out. But we'll see his situation. And see, they got Jake Locker, quarterback now. See what Chris Johnson, see if he's rejuvenated. And he could, you know, get his name back up there with the top running backs in the league. And as far as, like, Tennessee with Kenny Britt, then he can get his head right. You know, but again, I'm picking Houston in the AFC South, and I don't really see anybody else from that division even sniffing the playoffs, even getting close. So, since you really have that division, you know, I'm going to call it Thanksgiving, you know, because they're that good. They're a good team, and their schedule is kind of cheesy. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, they should win a lot of games. They should win at least 12. The minimum is 12 for Houston. And, like I said earlier, the surprise teams, I think, in the AFC is going to be Buffalo. I think Buffalo is going to make a lot of noise. And, you know, it's their year to step up. And Ryan Fitzpatrick and Fred Jackson and all those guys, they have a chance to, you know, make some noise, some real noise up there in Buffalo. And the defense is stout. The defense is wrecked. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know Marcell Dareus and Mario Williams. And so I think Buffalo is going to, you know, do some things, make some noise this year. AFC West, that's Kansas City, Chiefs, Raiders, San Diego Chargers, and the Broncos. Now, the Denver Broncos, I don't know what the hell Peyton Manning is thinking, but now it's about to get real for him. You know what I mean? The preseason, everybody wanted to see if he could play, and I saw him take a couple of hits in the preseason game with the 49ers. But the team said the Broncos are playing, and they're going to have them on national TV all over the place. The Broncos is on TV. The first Sunday night game is the Broncos and Steelers. So they're going to be on So I just hope that, you know, Peyton doesn't get hit by a blindside, you know, one of them safeties coming on a blitz, one of them linebackers coming at him, and really, you know, I'm hoping against, you know what I mean, I hope that that doesn't happen. He's fit. He looks like he's ready. So, you know, I think that Denver is not going to win, you know, 12 or 13 games or nothing like that just because they got Peyton Manning. I think the team that, you know, people should watch out for in the AFC West, and this might bug some people out, but Kansas City, you know, Romeo couldn't help them. The Chiefs, right. They either can, a team that can sneak up on you and win 11 games, or they can go in the hole at 4-12. You know, I'm not really, you know, old on San Diego, you know, after the game back. He's hopeful for this weekend from a broken clavicle. But both the San Diego Chargers and the Raiders, I'm not really sold on them. And not for nothing, Carson Palmer from the Raiders, that's my fantasy quarterback for my fantasy team, the Split Blazers, mm-hmm. in the Gangsters and Gentlemen League or Flea Flicker. So I'm hoping that they can make some noise or whatever. But I'm thinking that Kansas City might surprise some people. And Denver, right. I mean, it's up to them. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, Peyton Manning can have a, you know, playoff year, take them to the playoffs. But they're not going to go as far as they did last year. And last year, you know, winging a prayer, and they did what they did. But, you know, we'll see. You know, but I'm not. Right. I'm not looking, looking forward to them really, really making too much noise. But, you know, they'll win 3 or 4 games, and they'll have a good record, and everybody will be, you know, Denver that. But then it starts getting cold. You know, it's going to be cold in Denver. That neck going to be hurting. It's going to be cold.
I'm telling you.
You know, so, you know, that's the thing. And, you know, I have to look at their schedule to see where then, you know, the November, December games are. But, that's the situation with that. I just feel like, you know, the AFC is really, you know, your regular teams, you know, your Patriots, you know, your Steelers, your Ravens, you know what I'm saying, and your Houston Texans, and, you know, I guess it's Chargers or whatever you want to do in the West. But, you know, teams on the come up, man. You know, I'm not worried about the Jets. I'm not worried about Miami. You know what I mean? I'm not really worried about Cleveland. You know, I'm not worried about those teams. So those, you know, the Patriots and those teams you can depend on. Those middle teams like Buffalo, Cincinnati, what are they going to do? What are the Chargers going to do? You know what I mean? So, you know, that what's Tennessee going to do? Because Tennessee is not a bad team. So those teams are like in the middle. And, like, on the NFC side, you know, you got your regular guys like the Giants, you know what I mean, Packers, you know, New Orleans, you know what I mean, 49ers or whatever. Those are the top teams. Teams in the AFC, I'm not worried about them. Tampa Bay, they're not ready yet. That's my team.
We actually have another caller on the line. Caller,
okay.
Are you there?
That worked for me. What's good?
Hello? Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm fine. Sorry to interrupt the conversation.
That's okay.
It's all good.
The Cowboys are going to step up their game and do a little something this year.
Go ahead, woman.
Cowboys fan.
Okay, we had a Giants fan on here. So what you think the score going to be?
Oh, I don't know anything about the score, but I know they're going to do a little something this year. I got confidence in them. I have confidence.
Well, you know they play the Giants tomorrow.
I know. I can't wait for the Cowboys to get butt. I know.
Yeah, okay. So your pick is Cowboys tomorrow.
Definitely all the way. Cowboys all the way.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say for the night.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Not a problem.
Good night.
Good night.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay, so it's even. So we need a tiebreaker. So what's the situation on time? What are we looking like?
We got like 6 minutes.
Okay, so the three games that we want to get into for the week, we're going to get into Cowboys and the Giants tomorrow night.
Right.
Steelers and the Broncos on Sunday night.
Right.
Right. And we're going to get into the Packers and the 49ers on Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday afternoon. So those are the three
Packers
games right there. My pick for the Cowboys-Giants game, I'm picking the Giants. Giants 35-21.
Giants 21?
I said Giants 35.
Okay,
Cowboys
35.
21.
Okay.
Right? Steelers and Broncos. Right. Steelers 27. Broncos 16.
Okay.
And the Packers and the 49ers game. I'm going Packers 30, 49ers 27. Overtime.
OT. All right.
So those are the games. And I have the whole list during the week. Thanks to everybody. Mr. Mayor right here, we had a good conversation. Thanks to everybody who called, everybody who listened. Those are the picks of the week. We'll get back at you next week. And there you go, T. It's on you.
All right. Well, I guess I get do my picks, huh? I'm going to say the Giants 14, Cowboys. Cowboys 28.
Right.
Giants 14.
Right.
Steelers, let's say 21. Broncos 14.
Uh-huh.
Packers 7. 49ers. Get him about 21.
Okay. So there you have
it. Yeah, yeah. So I want to first always thank the man up above for making it possible again. You know, hopefully we look for some more callers, you know, that love and support. But I just want to, you know, we're running out of time. And we would like to thank all the callers for calling in, listeners, and be sure to tune in tomorrow for Love Fantasy with Picasso, your host, from 8 to 10. Friday, GQ with Rich Money from 6 to 9. Then Monday, Sunday, you have Spiritual Sunday with our host, Lavina. Monday, we have Love, Lies, and Loyalty, hosted by Dallas from 7 to 9. And, again, everyone have a great weekend, a week, and a safe night.
And
be out of here.
Go, people!